Breakfast with Crossy. Breakfast with Crossy. The man, the myth, the legend, Casey Barnes. And I don't think I've spoken to you this year. Good morning, Casey.
It's a first, Crossy. How are you, mate?
There was a period there last year where I feel like every month I was having a chat with you, which is fine. But all of a sudden I realised, I was thinking, have I spoken to Casey this year? I thought, no, I don't think so.
We were on speed dial there for a while, but mate, it's been, I can't believe it. This is crazy. I think September was the last time we would have chatted, and I think the last time I brought a single out. So it's been a while, but it's nice to have some new music out, mate. It's exciting.
Yeah, and we're already at the point where in the year where you're about to, I know you're in Melbourne tonight, you're in Tassie this weekend, and then you're off to Way Out West Festival in Winton. So shows are very much back for yourself.
They are, finally. It's nice to actually be able to say it. And, we've obviously, we just got back from some shows in Adelaide and we've done a few Queensland dates, but haven't been to Victoria in what feels like a lifetime. And so we're playing there tonight for the first time with Darlinghurst, who I'm really excited about as well because I love those guys. So it's going to be great. And then we're off to Tassie for the old home state for a show down there on Saturday night. So that's going to be pretty crazy, I reckon.
And now there's some new music. Come Turn Me On.
Oh, mate, don't talk to me like that.
Well, mate, I thought you knew. Oh, well, this is awkward now.
No, it is. It's nice to have some new music, mate. And this is a track. During lockdown last year, I did a heck of a lot of songwriting and a lot of Zoom writes, and this is another one that I co-wrote with Brown and Grey, who I know you've been playing their stuff, actually, because I heard them on the radio the other day, which is great, and
they're
super talented, and this is one of the songs we wrote together last year, and I thought it would be the perfect first single off, I guess, what will be the next record, which won't be out for a little while, but it's exciting to have something new out.
Now, I was just thinking, the last time I spoke to you was literally a couple of days before. In fact, you were in Soundcheck. I spoke to you before the State of Origin performances that you did, including the National Anthem.
Yes, that was something I'll never forget. It was a mixed bag, actually, of an amazing experience. And then what a lot of people probably don't know, and I probably haven't even talked about this on radio yet, is it was a really interesting night because we played, obviously, I sang the National Anthem, which went to air on TV, and that all went great, thank God. But about 5 minutes prior to that, we sang, I think it was two or three songs with the whole band in the middle of the ground, Suncorp Stadium, it's the Decider, packed house, 50,000 people. They've done the big intro and Cross to Us, and the band started. And the production guys I don't know how this has happened, but maybe they forgot to change the battery and the mic or something went pear-shaped. So the first song we did was The Way We Ride, and for the half of the first song, no vocal.
There was
no vocal in front of a packed house at Suncorp. Your worst nightmare, and that was very, very interesting. So you had to sort of bluff your way through that. Finished the few songs. Thank God we got it back up and working again, and then sort of shake that off and go, shit, now I've got to sing the National Anthem in front of, people and try not to stuff it up. So it was a funny night, but it's still something I'll never forget.
That's got to get the heart racing when you're doing this big marquee kind of thing and all of a sudden something just doesn't work and then, and particularly if it's out of your control.
Absolutely. It is. It's like literally your worst nightmare, and the poor production staff are trying to figure out what's going on, and then some guy's running out a backup mic halfway through the song, and it was just, thankfully, we bluffed our way through it. I think it was only about half of the first song, but it felt like, when you're in the moment, it literally feels like a lifetime. Yeah, it's like, oh my God, and you just got to just pretend that everything's okay, but I mean, I reckon most people have got a bit of a horror story where something like that's happened. It's not the first time. I've done a few PBR gigs, I think, over the last few years, a few of the regional ones when you're in, places like Shepparton or Bendigo, and I think there were a couple of times where the sound guy had literally gone out the back for a ciggy. This is a true story. And MC's done the big intro going, ladies and gentlemen, to kick off the PBR here at Shepparton tonight, please make him feel welcome, Casey Bart. But the band kicks in. Sound guy's gone out the back for a ciggy, hasn't unmuted my mic channel, and there's no mic. And, so it's funny. You've just got to go roll with the punches and have a laugh, I guess.
And, of course, at the State of Origin, you sung the national anthem, which my theory is on that. If you do it well, if you do it really well, nobody will remember it. If you stuff it up, 10 million views on YouTube.
Yes, 100%, 100%. And you're totally right. That's why I didn't try to do anything too fancy and sing it as the way it should be sung, I guess, as straight as you can possibly do it. But
keep it simple.
No, it was definitely great. Great experience, and that noise, I guess, when you're standing right there with, you know, the Queensland and New South Wales sides about, you know, 10 metres away from you, and then, you know, you finish that last note, and the noise of the crowd is just, it's unreal. I'll never forget that. So it was, overall, it was an amazing, amazing experience.
Awesome, mate. Well, the new song's out now. There's a tour on, like, you're in Melbourne tonight, Tassie, and Way Out West Festival in a couple of weeks as well. But take care of yourself, and hopefully we catch up soon.
Thanks, Crossy. Thanks, mate.
Breakfast with Crossy, every weekday morning from 6 a.m. on Kicks.